Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, be empowered. Today is day number 10, and God is doing something. Jam your hand together now. God is doing something. People, prayer life are being revived. God is doing something in our midst. Once again, I want to appreciate the name of the Lord for the opportunity given to me. And I want to thank our overseer for this opportunity. I do not take it for granted. And I pray that the good Lord will bless him in the name of Jesus. God is doing something. Look at your neighbor. Neighbor, God is doing something. By the grace of God, this evening, I'm going to be exhorting us in a topic I title, Empowerment by the Word of God. Empowerment by the Word. Praise the Lord. You know, when we talk about empowerment, we talk about dunamis, power. You know, in empowerment in Greek language is what we call dunamis. And when we talk about authority, we talk about empowerment, we talk about ability. We talk about strength, because the journey is too far. So we need ability, we need strength, we need to be empowered. And that is why this program is organized, for you and I to be empowered, so that our life will move forward in the name of Jesus. And the Lord will give us testimony in the name of Jesus. What is empowerment? Empowerment is authority or power given to someone to do something. Authority. What is authority? The word authority in Greek language is what we call exousia. Exousia. Power to do something. So the word empowerment is a power given to you to do something. Because there is a lot you need to achieve this year. There is a lot you need to do what? Achieve this year. So you need to be empowered. Somebody tell your neighbor, neighbor, receive empowerment. Say, neighbor, be empowered. Listen, God is going to do something this evening. You know, 3 days ago, Brother Samuel was exhorting us on a topic, empowerment by fire. And I was listening to the message. And as I slept, I saw myself preaching what I want to preach here now. I'm telling you, I lie not, I stand in the altar. I saw myself in the dream, I was preaching what I'm saying now. And the same day, Pastor Olumide called me and said, prepare in case of anything. I say it's a confirmation that God wants to do something. So somebody, be in the expectation, because God wants to take you to another level. Let your amen be louder. Let your neighbor be louder. Somebody tell your neighbor, neighbor, be empowered. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, swallow fire. So neighbor, swallow fire. God is going to do something in our midst. I am telling you, this program, take it serious. Don't joke with this kind of program. Take it serious. If you have not been connecting, you have not been following us, it's an opportunity now to continue. Because at the end of this program, some of us here, our prayer life will move to another level. Our business will move to another level. Your life will never remain the same. If you believe me, jump up and shout fire. Yeah, 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 yeah. Sit down and never go down. God is about to do something. We are talking about empowerment. You know why empowerment is important? The word of the Lord says, listen to me, I can do all things through what? Christ that do what? Strengthen me. That strength there is what we call power. I can do what? Through Christ that do what? Empower me. So if you want to do explore, if you want to go far this year, take this program serious. I can do all things through Christ that do what? Empower me. Another word for strength is empowerment. That is what we call exousia, authority. It's an ability. Praise the Lord. And somebody here, God will give you testimony. So another name for empowerment, power is strength. I can do all things through Christ that do what? Strengthen me. If Christ do not strengthen you, if God do not help you, no man can help you. Am I saying something? No man can help you. And the Bible says in the book of Daniel 11:32, those that know their God, they shall be empowered. Those that know their God, they shall be strong, empowered, and do exploit. For you to be empowered this year, for you to know, do exploit, there must knowledge you need. It's knowing. Those that do what? Know their God. They shall be what? They shall be empowered and they shall do exploit. So for you to do exploit this year, for you to go far this year, you have to know your God. And knowing God is knowing the word of God. Knowing God is what? Knowing the word of God. Knowing God is studying the word of God. Knowing God is you building well in the word of God. Building what? Building well, dear, in the word of God. This year, the problem we have is that if you, listen, let me be sincere. If you want to be empowered this year, go and look for your Bible. Go and look for your Bible. Where is your Bible? The problem we have is that some of us, we open our Bible only on Sunday. After Sunday, we go and drop it. And you want to do exploit. You want to be empowered. Listen, the greatest power, the greatest empowerment is through the word of God. When you are studying the word of God, when you are applying the word of God, you are loading yourself with armor. You are equipping yourself. When you are studying yourself, the word of God, it's like an AK-47, ballistic missile, magazine. The word of God is power. That is why the Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away. That is why a man say, if you ask me to choose between heaven and the word of God, I will choose what? The word of God. Because the Bible says, the heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God. The word of God. Listen, there is power in the word of God. There is dynamis in the word of God. Whatever you need to succeed this year is embedded in the word of God. Whatever you need to do to succeed, the word of God is the will of God. The will consigning you this year is in the word. For so find, studying the word of God is finding the will of God. The direction you need this year is in the word of God. There is a statement. Put this statement down. I said it. One of the greatest tragedy on earth is dislocation. Dislocation. A wrong direction. Because if you are in a wrong direction this year, speed is not an advantage. Can I say it again? Can I say it again? If you are in a wrong direction, if you are in a wrong company this year, speed, don't pray for speed. Don't pray for what? Speed. Okay, let me bring it down. For example, you are going to Abuja. Your journey is Abuja. You find yourself in Lekki from there going. And you are praying, and you are praying for speed in Lekki. You will enter Atlantic Ocean. Okay, somebody is laughing. You will crash because that is not your direction. That is not, so when you are in a wrong location, if you are in a wrong direction, speed is not an advantage. That is why one of your prayers in this empowerment, Father, direct me this year. Do not allow me to make mistake. Do not allow me to make mistake. I used to say it. In the journey of destiny this year, two things is very paramount. The people you meet and the people you miss. Somebody shout, I swallow fire. Can I say it again? In the journey of destiny, in the journey for you to fulfill the purpose of God concerning your life this year, two things is very essential. The people you meet and the people you miss. There is some people you will meet this year, your journey will be successful. There is some people that God will connect you this year. This year, it will be easy journey for you. And there is some people you need to miss this year for you to fulfill your destiny. Somebody be on your feet. Let me prophesy. Be on your feet. Be on your feet. Let me. I prophesy. By the hand of God that is powerful. By the hand of God that is powerful. May the Lord connect you to men and women that matters in the name of Jesus. May you miss every Jezebel this year in the name of Jesus. May the Lord connect you to the right people in the name of Jesus. Tell your neighbor, look for Elizabeth. Tell your neighbor, look for Elizabeth. Can I explain? Yeah? Okay, let me so that you understand who is Elizabeth. In the book of Luke, there is a prophecy. The angel of the Lord visited first Zechariah, a priest. He told Zechariah how God wants to visit the wife Elizabeth. Zechariah doubted it. A pastor, a priest. God will increase your faith. That is why the faith cometh by what? Yeah. He doubted it. The same angel Gabriel visited Mary. When he visited Mary, he told Mary that how God want to remember him. He told Mary that how he will conceive. There was a prophecy. The angel told Mary concerning the birth of Jesus Christ. And Mary conceived. When Mary conceived, Mary do not doubt. Mary said, let it be done according to, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done. No, when Mary carried that word, because Jesus is the word of God. In the beginning was the word. So when Mary carried the word, Mary began to look for Elizabeth in Judea. He began to look for Elizabeth because deep calleth unto deep. This year, when you receive empowerment, look for the right association. Oh, somebody do not understand. Look for the right association. The Bible says, evil communication corrupt good manner. Listen, if you know, it's people that don't have direction, that anytime they hear, it's happening here, then go enter. It's happening here, then go enter. Anywhere Pele face, no direction. But Mary began to look for Elizabeth. When Mary met Elizabeth, the Bible says when Elizabeth saw Mary, the baby in her womb leaped for joy. There was a connection. Praise the Lord. This year, as you receive empowerment, look for right association. Look for the right connection. Don't stay where they gossip. Anyone that is gossiping that is around you, leave that person alone. That person is Jezebel. That person is not Elizabeth. Elizabeth begin to look for Mary. Mary begin to look for Elizabeth rather. This year, look for the right people. Associate yourself with the right people. Don't stay with destiny killer. Don't associate yourself with fire extinguisher. Choose your friend this year. You can love everybody, but choose the people you keep company with. Choose people that you will do what? You will keep listen. The Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. Love, but choose the kind of people. Because the kind of company you keep this year, after this program, will determine how far you will go. Somebody jam your hand. I said the kind of company you keep will determine how far you will go. I pray for you. This year you will not make mistake. So what am I saying? Anything, every whatever you needed to succeed this year is embedded in the word of God. Some of us, when it comes to the word of God, we are so lackadaisical, nonchalant. Some of us, we can stay in our Facebook 2 hours, 3 hours. When you open your Bible 2 minutes, 3 minutes, the Philistine is upon you. You will sleep. But you can be there, you can be in your phone watching, what did they call it? TikTok. 2 hours, 3 hours, you will not be tired. You will not be what? Tired. But when you, listen, if I can do experiments here now, some people, apart from normal church service, some people from 1 week now till now, they have not opened their Bible. After church service, they will go and drop it. The greatest empowerment you can receive this year is the word of God. Study the word. There is life in the word of God. Whatever you needed to succeed this year is in that word. That is why I pray for you. God will give you understanding this year. After this program, you will receive understanding. Let your amen be louder. Let your amen be louder. If you are looking for deliverance, deliverance is the word of God. Colossians chapter 1 verse 13. Let's see it. Colossians 1 verse 13. I think you can help us. See, who has do what? Look at, read the screen very well. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son? Who delivered us? Jesus. So if you are in any bondage, remember this scripture. He has not that he's going to deliver us. He has already delivered us from the powers of darkness. What am I? If you are looking for deliverance, deliverance is in the word of God. Whatever you are looking, you are sanctified them by thy word. Thy word is true. John 17, 17. Eh? Is it John 17, 17? Put it there, put it there. If you are sanctified them through thy truth, thy word is what? Truth. The word of God is truth. The Bible said the word of God is life. If you are looking for life, the word of God is life. That is why the Bible says if you are looking for protection, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The secret place of the Most High is a place of safety. What am I saying? If you are looking for restoration, somebody, Jeremiah 30 verse 17. Let me see. Jeremiah 30, 17. For if you are sick, if you are looking for healing, what am I saying? Whatever you need this year is in the word of God. What you have to do is locate it, study it, believe it, meditate it, build a word here, eat it. Have a plan for the word this year. At least every day, study one chapter of the Bible. Make it so from January to December. Now look how your life will be. For I will restore health. In case of you are here now, maybe you are having one challenge, one thing. He said, I will what? Restore health unto thee. Unto thee. And I will heal thee of thy wound, said the Lord. So whatever you are, if you are looking for prosperity, is the one that gives you the power to make wealth. If you are, whatever you are looking is embedded in that word. The word of God is the will of God concerning you. That is why some of us, we are bankruptcy of the word. That is why the devil mess us up. Let me show you the scripture that was given to me. Somebody open the book of Luke chapter 6. Book of Luke chapter 6. Verse. Let us see 48. Okay, 48. Okay, let's start from 46. 46 first. 46. And why call you Lord? Lord, and do not the things which I say. Continue. Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my word, and heareth what? My saying, or the word of God. And doeth them, I will show you to who he is like. He is like a man. That is why I say, build yourself this year. Because let me be sincere with you, this year there will be challenges. There will be some challenges, there will be obstacles will come your way. But prepare yourself. Equip yourself. That is why he said, it's like a man which built an house and dig deep. Dig deep this year. In this program, that is why we have digging deep. Dig well, very well. Equip yourself, fortify yourself. Because whatever that preoccupy your mind is what occupy your life. Whatever that do what? Is what occupy your life. If you study the word of God this year, if you study the word of God, if you digest the word of God, if you speak the word of God, if you eat the word of God, if you build well inside the word of God, there will, when trials come, you become an Athanatos. It becomes unshakable because you have fortified yourself. You have fortified yourself with the word of God. So when trials come, listen, forget anointing is good, though, but the word of God is powerful, is sharper. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful. If you are looking for power, if you are looking for the empowerment, the word of God is powerful. The word of God is full of tsunamis. The word of God is what? Powerful. Powerful. And sharper. Listen, don't joke with the word. Thank God the ministry we are in restoration ministry. Thank God that the kind of pastor God gave us have built well in the word of God. That is why he can stand and be saying, ask me questions all over the world. If you not build well in the word of God, go and stand. Say people to be answering you questions all over the world. Build well. Listen. Many years ago, one of the things that attracted me to this ministry is the word of God. I lie not. I was a member of Charismatic 2020, 2009. There is a course we used to do that time. We call it Life in a Spirit Seminar. If you are Life in a Spirit, I did my own 2 times. I did my prayer over, I qualify. And the priest would tell me, as a brother, that we call it Catholic brother, under Catholic Church, Charismatic. I was ordained to teaching ministry that time, many years. In Catholic Church. Praise the Lord. So, but what happened is that my wife, I married now. We are doing that ministry and we are gathering a small congregation in Ikeja number 10 Aragomi Street. We have fellowship every Wednesday. My wife, I don't know, somebody invited him here. And he came and he come back with a cassette. I will not forget that topic. Pastor was preaching about the difference between Ishmael and Isaac. Why Ishmael will not be heir? Why Ishmael will not be heir with Isaac? Something like he was preaching the message. When I put the message, I listen to the message, I provoke. I line up. Because we are at that time we are trying to defend the Catholic doctrine. I listen to it again. I say, no, let me come. Let me come and see. When I came, I began to hear different things. I began confused. I began to hear water baptism in the name of Jesus. I began to hear Godhead. I said, which one be this one? I stand in the altar here. I lie not. When I went back after, I was in a revelation. And they told me if I need the word, I should come here. I return back. The word, I return back. I stand in the altar here. I went straight. The pulpit, rather, the podium. Somebody, any pit you are onto, the Lord will pull you out of that pit. The Lord will pull you out of that pit. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will pull you out of that pit. So what am I saying? When I came, I begin to hear different. I say, what happened? When I saw, that is what gave me audacity, confidence that God wants me to serve here. I decided to disobey. I went to another one again. That day is Tuesday. Because after I came, I joined Overcomer Prayer Group and I went back to the meeting we are doing every day. I was there and I saw people under bondage. They tied them. The angel told me I should go back to Bread Assembly and lose some people under bondage. I said, second time. I'm telling you about the word. And I have to summon people that work with. We are three that started that fellowship. I said, I don't resign. I lie, I stand. Say me, I don't know Bible. During that time, deliverance, power. We don't know. You know, charismatic people, we are power, power. When I begin to listen to some things, I know that if Jesus come, now hellfire they go. That if Jesus do what, now hellfire they go. I have to come back. That is how we close that. They begin to ask me what happened. I say, me, I don't know Bible. That is the excuse I give. I need to go and study. And maybe I will come back. When I come back since 15 years, now I'm still here. What am I saying? Have a personal encounter with God this year. Listen, there is grace in this ministry. Where you stand in life is what makes you a standing. Listen to me. Here, there is word of God. There is strong word of God here. So I want to encourage you this year. Don't joke. Go and download the messages of our pastor. Go to the church archive. Download this. Lord, eat it this year. It will be sweet in your belly. Don't joke. Listen, don't joke with the word. Listen, go. We have bright red to you. Go, listen. If you cannot read, if you don't go to school like me, go and download Bright Radio. Be listening. This, you will listen. When you begin to listen, you know, Pastor Lumi, the Bible says it shall come to pass on that day that the burden upon your shoulder shall be lifted up. Yeah? Your burden upon your shoulder shall be. There is a way that you will study. It shall come to pass on that day that the burden upon your shoulder shall be lifted, and the yoke shall be what? By the reason of the anointing. There is a level you will gather the word. There is a way you will gather the knowledge of the word. There is a way you will study the word of God. The yoke cannot be there. The yoke break. Because the word of God brings life. Bride of Christ all over the world, please, this year, let's take the word of God serious. That is one message they are giving me in this dream. And they were giving me that scripture that a man that buried himself on a rock, when the flood came, when you hear flood, the flood talks about enemy. Because the Bible says when the enemy shall come like a what? The Spirit of God will raise a standard. When problem come, when challenge come, because you have fortified yourself, because you have built yourself, God will give you the capacity. God will do what? Give you the enablement to overcome it. So what am I saying? This year, have a plan for yourself. Promise God that every day at least I will read one chapter of the Bible. Download the messages of our pastor and the teachers. Listen to them. In there, you will have good success. Joshua 1:8. Joshua 1:8. IT, please help us. I want to preach tonight. This is this book of the law shall not what? Read with me now. This book of the law shall not. If I read the first, you read the second one. This book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth. Therein and what? If you want to have good success this year, if you want to prosper, if you want to overcome sin this year, your word have I hidden in my heart that I will not sin against you. The entrance of the word of God giveth light and understanding to the simple. I did not come here with the enticing words of men. I came by the demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost. There is power, the word of God. Whatever you need this year is in the word of God. If you need understanding, it's there. If you need knowledge, it's there. The word of God is knowledge. If you need to settle down this year, the word of God is there. Somebody shout, I swallow fire. Shout, I swallow fire. It's not my word like a fire. When you swallow the word, you swallow fire. I hear you, Pastor Limit. Listen, if you forget everything, build well in the word of God. Build well there this year. Build yourself, download yourself, recharge yourself, fortify yourself, equip yourself for the battle ahead. Thank God for this program that God used our pastor to organize. You don't have any excuse. You don't have what? Any excuse again. I want you to give me one song. Eh? Stand up. Stand up. Before we come back. I'm standing on the word of God.
The word of God is power. On the word of God.
The word of God is power.
I am standing on the word of God.
The word of God is power.
I am standing on the word of God.
The word of God is
your hand, your hand, your hand, your hand.
Upon the word of God. The word of God is power. Standing on the word of God.
The word of God is power.
I am standing on the word of God.
The word of God is power.
Standing on the word of God.
The word of God is power.
I am standing on the word of God.
The word of God is power.
I am standing on the word of God.
The word of God is power.
I am standing on the word of God.
The word of God is power.
I am standing on the word of God.
The word of God is power.
In the word of God.
Power. I swallow fire. Sit down and never go down. John chapter 6 verse 63. John chapter 6 63. IT, please help us. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit. And they are what? They are life. I want to tell you, there is internal life in the word of God. The word of God is more powerful. Somebody under my voice, this year, your life will not remain the same. No, Pastor used to pray a prayer point, and some of us joke with it concerning midnight, that Anytime, any night you do not observe your 1 hour, you will not sleep well that night. Am I saying something? Listen, it's good though. Very powerful. And you too, any day you do not study the word of God, you do not listen to message. Praise the Lord. Any day you do not read at least one chapter or listen to messages from the church. Praise the Lord. So what am I saying this year? What am I saying? This year is a very blessed year. This year, God have a lot of promise to us. But we have to fortify ours. Prayer is good though. Fire, fire. Me, I like fire. But this year, go and study the word. Because challenges will come, oh, prayer will come. There is a time when you call fire, you begin to look for fire. Praise the Lord. That is why some of us, because we are not loaded. Because, listen, let me make this statement. This generation, this world, is too busy to hear you if you don't have anything to offer. If you are not loaded, you are not needed. The world, this Nigeria, this night, is too busy to listen to you if you have nothing to offer. Why you see people connected to pride? Some people, I was asking a brother, he said he needed sleep every night because there is something, our pastor is loaded. We have water. Because our pastor has built well there. He has studied. Some people used to say it. Now sometimes when he's answering questions, some people still say, "I angel." They come minister. Now study. 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 Listen, God will help us this year. In the name of Jesus Christ. Bride of Christ all over the world, anywhere. Let's be serious this year. Let's be what? Serious this year. If you are loaded, you don't have time for gossip. You don't have time for gossip. You don't have time for sowing a seed of discord. All this funny thing we used to do is because we are empty. We are bankruptcy in the world. If you are loaded, because it takes the word of God to change your entire world. If you are loaded with the word of God, you don't have time for all this gossip. This year, carry the word. Study the word. Eat the word. Digest the word. And you will see the level God will take you this year. If you will see the level God will do what? Take you this year. If you want to go far this year, if you want to manifest God's glory this year. If you want to receive power, because the difference between ordinary and the extraordinary is the extra. It's the extra. Because you read, some people go extra mind to study, to build word here. The difference between natural and supernatural is the super deal. And people have dedicated their time. Listen, this year, if you do not manifest glory, if you do not manifest glory of God, you are doing yourself. And if you are not fasting, listen, you know, sometimes we joke with spiritual things. This January now, a lot of people, where I came from, Okija, they believe in shrine. The people have traveled to equip themselves. Do ritual, fortify themselves to come back. And now they are telling you, some of us here, come and pray. Not to buy a ram, not to buy anything. Fortify yourself for this. Some people is taking it, some people develop officer. Some people do what? Develop stomach emergency officer. cannot fast. I have my stomach is turning me. If you are fasting before, your stomach will be turning you now. My stomach is turning me like this, and I have to break the fast. That's what a brother told me. My stomach, they told me like this. Like this. Look at me like this. Never go find small thing, put for belly. And I was surprised, because if you are fasting before, now your stomach will do you like this more. That is an evidence you are fasting. That is what? An evidence that you are fasting. So what am I saying? If you know you have not been fasting, you can start now. And take it serious. I lie now, I stand here. I know about empowerment. I have seen darkness. Where I came from, there, before you manifest glory here, you have to prepare yourself. Some of them, they believe that anything you want to do, you must consult shrine first before you receive approval. But here, listen, I used to say it too, that serving God is the most easiest thing to do. Try the other side. You come to church, offering, no be by force. Tithe, no be by force. Nobody is forcing you to come. If you like, come and pay tithe. It's a commandment. Offering now, we have made it now. Come and give you offering. Nobody is tasking. Go and visit one shrine in Okija. They will tell you how many ram. How many ram. If you, before you left there, you will spend like 300,000 naira. I call a brother. A brother was talking to me. I said, church member. He said he went to Ville, where somewhere in the Ebonyi State. He went, they do something for him. He paid 80,000. 80,000. I said, 80. I said, that's smart. He said, he work. He said, he no work. Thunder, fire the devil. Thunder, do what? Fire the devil. So what am I saying? Study the word of God. Let us hear the conclusion of the matter. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, 7, have you? 13. Ecclesiastes 12, 13. 12, 13. Let us hear the conclusion of this, the whole matter. Fear God. Tell your neighbor, fear God. This year, I have fear of God, though. Because if you have the fear of God, you cannot set traps for your neighbor. You cannot manipulate people. You cannot go and gossip. Why we are doing this thing is that we don't fear God. This year, fear God. Put it there back. Fear God and do what? And obey His commandment. Total obedience to the word of God. And the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Let us be on our feet. Take this one. I have two prayer points to pray. Be on your feet. I am your own.
Till the day you will come, Jesus, I am your own. I am your own. I am your own. I am your own. Till the day you will come,
Jesus Christ.
This is my earnest desire. Give me the power to do your will. Oh Lord, I pray. My earnest cry. This is my earnest cry. This is my earnest desire. Give me the power to do your will. Oh Lord, I pray.
Somebody be in the spirit, just take one prayer point. Take this prayer point. You are going to tell the Lord, Father, in this empowerment program, visit, do not pass me by. Do not what? Pass me by. In this program, Lord, Father, visit me by your mercy. Oh God of mercy, two times you take that prayer point. Let's go.